brought to you by Penguin.
A Secret in the Family by Nancy Revel. Read by Janine Burkett. You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view, until you climb into his skin and walk around in it. Harper Lee, To Kill a Mockingbird. Prologue. Sunderland, County Durham, Monday, the 7th of May, 1945. Ida Boulter zipped up her small beige suitcase, carried it out of the bedroom, and put it by the kitchen table. She took a deep breath, forcing down the feeling of nausea she had been fighting whilst packing. She was taking the bare minimum, not that her life's belongings amounted to much. The magnitude of what she was about to do hit her again and had her rushing to the sink in the galley kitchen. She hunched over and dry-heaved. There was nothing to bring up. Very little had passed her lips these last 24 hours. She breathed in deeply, forcing herself to get a grip. Glancing through to the clock on the mantelpiece in the living room, a shot of nerves needled every part of her. If she left it much longer, it would be too late. She thought of the consequences and hurried back to the lounge. Pulling out the nearest chair tucked under the small wooden table, she sat down and snatched up the pen she'd left there, ready to write the words that would change her world and that of her children forever. A change for the better? Dear God, she hoped so. She thought of her husband and felt nothing as she wrote a brief farewell note to him. It was the note to her daughter, Angie, that she struggled with. Her daughter was 22 years old and on the cusp of a new life with her soon-to-be husband, Quentin Foxton Clark. By walking out on her family to start a new life with Carl in London, Ida knew full well that Angie would be left to bring up her four younger siblings, Danny, 10, Marlene, 8, Bertie, 4, and Jemima, 2. But what else could she do? She glanced again at the clock. She had to be at the train station in 30 minutes. There was so much she wanted to explain to Angie, but there was no time to waste. Why hadn't she done this earlier? She knew why. How do you tell your children you're leaving them and never coming back? Ida forced her hand to stop shaking and start writing. Angie, I'm leaving and I won't be back. I love Carl and he loves me. We're going to make a new life for ourselves away from here. Please make sure the Bens are okay. I know you will. Tell them I'm sorry, but this is something I had to do. Love, Mam. Ida stared at the words. This was not normal. Fathers leave their children, not mothers. But as indecision took hold, Ida saw an image of her own mother, the dull look in her eyes showing those who cared to notice that her spirit had been beaten. Her mother had died long before her time on this earth had run out. Recalling those darkened, deadened eyes, Ida's resolve returned. Stuffing the hastily written notes into two small brown envelopes, which had previously contained her wage slips, Ida stood up and placed them on the mantelpiece. Then she picked up her suitcase, grabbed her coat from the stand in the hallway, and walked out the front door without a backward glance. Chapter 1. 8 years later. Cuthford Manor, Cuthford Village, County Durham, Saturday the 11th of July, 1953. Angie looked up on hearing her good friend Clem...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?